Without Reason, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Luo Fuxiong stands in the bathtub under the shower, staring blankly at the wall. He can still feel hands running along his thighs. A ghost of a touch that he should have forgotten already. His ass, on the other hand, will be hurting for a while. He knows that. You didn't say no, he reminds himself and picks up the soap. He starts scrubbing himself, trying to wash away the feeling of hands on his skin. It doesn't quite work. He turns off the shower and steps out of the empty bathtub. He's forgotten the towel, so he just walks away naked. He ends up standing next to his bed, wearing nothing, dripping water down on the floor and staring. Luo Fuxiong had been drunk last night, but it's not like he isn't drunk enough to know what he wants even then. It's not like the guy had forced Luo Fuxiong to take him up here. It's not like Luo Fuxiong wouldn't know how to stop him if he'd wanted to. If there's one thing Luo Fuxiong is very good at, it's stopping people. Permanently, if he needs to. Then why didn't you? A small voice inside his head asks. It doesn't sound like his voice. It sounds like someone young and vulnerable. It sounds like someone lost and alone. That's not Luo Fuxiong. He gets drunk a lot, and sometimes when he gets drunk he takes someone up here with him for sex. And sometimes it doesn't quite feel the way Luo Fuxiong had thought it would. He walks away from the bed and picks up the half-full bottle of something or other lying on the floor and takes a swig. There's the faintest burn at the back of his throat, and the alcohol settles uneasily into his belly. Not every time goes quite like planned. That's just the way things are, Luo Fuxiong reminds himself. For a moment he thinks he can feel fingers squeezing at his hips. He doesn't look down at the bruises there. He takes another drink from the bottle and goes to find some clothes to wear. He has things to do. There's no time to stay here and wallow in self-pity. It's not that Luo Fuxiong finds it difficult to act normal around people he's happened to fuck. It's just he can suddenly feel the impression of hands on his hips, the ghost of a touch running down his thigh. It's stupid. It's been weeks and Luo Fuxiong is fucking over it. He smiles vaguely at the man and thinks about having him thrown out of Mei Gaomei. But that'd be an overreaction. It's not like the guy's actually done anything wrong. Luo Fuxiong doesn't need to explain himself to anyone, but, well, it'd be ridiculous to throw him out just for that. Luo Fuxiong nods along to whatever the man is saying. He's pretty sure he stopped paying attention several minutes ago and still the guy keeps talking. Luo Fuxiong nods again, and that seems to be enough. He downs his whole drink at once and sets his glass down. The glass hits the bar counter a bit too hard, and Luo Fuxiong forces himself not to wince. He should just walk away. He doesn't need to prove anything to anyone. The memory of fingers press into his hips, and Luo Fuxiong smiles so hard that he thinks his jaw might cramp. Hey, there you are. I thought you just left me here all alone. Someone says in a warm, cheerful voice, and Luo Fuxiong turns to look at a man smiling at him. The smile lights up his whole face in a way that makes Luo Fuxiong's heart beat just a little faster. His smile softens into something that doesn't feel so much like a death grimace. He has no clue who this guy is. He grabs Luo Fuxiong by the wrist and tugs a bit. Come on, you promised not to abandon me. You know I'm not comfortable in places like this. The man says, looking around himself like the surroundings really are making him feel nervous. Luo Fuxiong blinks and then follows him, with a small glance and a shrug at the man who's finally stopped talking. He turns away before he can see any response from the man. When they're far enough away, Luo Fuxiong stops. The other man stops as well, and then a moment later, lets go of Luo Fuxiong's wrist. Sorry about that. You just really looked like you didn't want to be talking to that guy. the man says with a small shrug and a slightly sheepish smile. If I overstepped, you have my sincere apologies, he says, bowing his head. Luo Fusheng feels a bit stunned. He can't remember the last time someone tried to save him. And from nothing worse than an awkward social situation. It's actually kind of nice, isn't it? That someone would bother. He blinks a few times and then asks, a bit bemused. Do you know who I am? The man shakes his head. No, this is not really the kind of place I would come to usually. Oh, I'm Jiang Yang, he says, and then holds out his hand. Luo Fusheng laughs and takes the offered hand. Luo Fusheng, he answers in kind. Jiang Yang's eyes widen a bit, and he's definitely heard of Luo Fusheng's name then, even if he doesn't recognize him by sight. Thank you for saving me, Jiang Yang, Luo Fusheng says, with a charming smile and doesn't quite let go of Jiang Yang's hand. Maybe all he needs is another pair of hands to replace the memory that still keeps bothering him. The end.